Hello there, and thanks for joining us. This is episode 217 of A Sort of Star Wars podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Star Wars tattoos, the Galactic Star Cruiser, and how we feel about the current setup Star Wars and Disney have created. Here we go.
This is A Sort of Star Wars podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
I feel the force.
Welcome back to A Sort of Star Wars podcast, a podcast that's sort of about Star Wars and sort of about everything else. And today we have Guacamole. Welcome, Guacamole.
Hello. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Well.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
That's how cool people say it. Yeah. Just like us.
It was funny that you texted me the other day because I was going to text you because did we even finish Attack of the Clones?
We did. Yeah. Like 3 months into the following, maybe 4 months into the following year, but yes.
I have no recollection of talking about the ending of that movie.
Yeah, I don't really remember it either, but it was life-changing. Life-changing audio, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah. Yeah, I literally was like, I remember going through the whole scene until she fell out of the
transport. Right. Yeah.
And I don't remember talking about anything after. Like, I don't remember talking about the Yoda fight. I don't remember talking about the wedding. I don't remember any of it.
I remember watching the part where Anakin's arm gets cut off, and yeah, I don't really remember talking about it though. Yeah,
I'm sure it was really good and incredible.
Yes, but like there hasn't been like, well, so this episode we're just gonna talk about Star Wars. No like theme to it. I mean, I have a couple like things to talk about as far as like Star Wars. Okay.
But
like, I feel like I've been so disconnected from Star Wars for a while. Like, I haven't watched any shows or movies or anything really. So I feel like I've just been like out of the. And so I also deleted Instagram and deleted Twitter from my phone. And so between those two things, I feel like I have like no connection to like Star Wars community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not getting like that. Like, my Twitter is basically just other Star Wars people, like Star Wars fans or podcasts or whatever. So this is like a constant feed of Star Wars news and fandom and stuff like that. And so I haven't gotten any of that anymore. There's good and there's bad to it, but I miss Star Wars. So
yeah, I delete.
Yeah. I feel like as like somebody who has a podcast or has a logo creation company, like I should be on social media, but it's such a pain. Like, I don't want to at all anymore.
You can do it on your
computer. Yeah. I haven't checked Instagram at all on my computer, I don't think. But every once in a while, I'll go on Twitter on the computer, like if there's something that I know is happening in the Star Wars universe or video game universe that I want to pay attention to. But most of the time, I just get lost in the scroll anyways. And
right.
Yeah. But you'll appreciate this, I think. The little Star Wars input that I have had recently is that I started the Thrawn trilogy.
Oh, nice.
Yes, like the first Thrawn trilogy, not the old one, but like the first new one.
I think the same one I read.
Right.
With like Thrawn, Eli Banto.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
Me and another guy at work, we kind of like share an Audible account, but not really. Like, I had a bunch of like Star Wars books on Audible and other books too. And I let him log into my account on his phone and just listen to the books that I had. And I had the Heir to the Empire trilogy, which was the old one. And then so we were talking about that. And then he recommended a book to me. And then so we're going back and forth. And now he has his own Audible now. And so like we figured out that if you have an Audible book and I want it, I can just log into your account on my phone, download the book, then log out of your account, log back into my account, and the book is still there.
Oh,
so it's a little like
hot tip.
Yeah, because you can't share books, which I think is silly. Like,
yeah, that is silly.
I bought it. Like, if I bought the normal book, I could just share it to somebody. Why can't I share? Even for like, I'd pay like $2 to share it to somebody.
Yeah,
you know. But
or even if it was like a almost like a library share, so it was like you got it on your account for like 3 weeks, and then it would like remove from your like
right
seems like there could be something like that,
like it just generates a code from me. I allow them to use it yeah. with and give them the code and they just can use my book. I don't know.
Right.
So anyways, we've been doing that. And so we were going through all these books and then we kind of like were at a stop. We're like, we should do these Thrawn books because I had two credits. So and so I got the first two ones and he's getting the third one. So
we, it is so good.
The first one, honestly, I wasn't 100% sold on the first one. It was.
Oh, really?
I like Eli a lot. And I like getting in Thrawn's head as yeah. far as like what, how he's figuring stuff out and what he's thinking about is like the throat muscles tighten, you know, like all this like yeah. stuff. It's like, oh, like, he's constantly thinking about this stuff.
Right.
But I feel like it kind of lacked like a plot. It's just like, here's the rise of Thrawn from,
yeah,
from captive to Grand Admiral. But like, there wasn't right. Like, here's the end goal for this. It's like,
yeah,
where I'm like only three chapters into the second book now. And already I'm loving the second book so much more than the first one.
That's funny because I didn't like the second book as much.
Oh, really?
Because the second one, I'm pretty sure. Well, I guess I mean, I won't spoil it. But the second one is where it goes back, right? Because he's like working with Darth Vader.
Right.
In the second book. And it's like going back to when he was in Batuu.
Right.
Yeah. So Eli's not really in that book.
I wanted to see, sorry to interrupt, but I think this is kind of where you're going. I wanted to know something about Eli Vanto. And so I typed in Eli Vanto into Google. This was during the first book. And there was a link that said, what happened to Eli Vanto? And I'm like, oh, at some point he's going to drop out of the story and not come back, which he was, yeah. he felt like almost the main character, like a right. strong secondary character.
Yeah. I think that's why I don't like the second book as much. I loved Eli Vanto's storyline
mm-hmm.
because he like hated Thrawn but like likes Thrawn,
right.
So it's like that cool kind of relationship I feel like that they have. And so then when like I kept waiting for him to show, I guess I'm giving away spoilers, but
yeah, I kind of assumed yeah, that he's not coming back because that thread said where is he. So
yeah, I was disappointed. I was like, why is he not here? But I mean, that's okay. I liked the third book. Okay. So I liked, yeah. The second one, I guess I didn't really enjoy the flashbacks all the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
I liked them to a certain extent because it informs Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader / you know, like that kind of idea. But I don't know. I didn't love it.
Yeah. I think it's cool because they're going back to the same place they were before.
Yeah.
And so it's just like the same two people, very different. Well, for Anakin, it's a very different situation.
Right.
And they haven't really, so far, they haven't talked about what the disturbance is that they're going after. And I'm like, the Emperor has like a plan. He's almost like pitting them against each other, but they're working together. And there's right. like just this power struggle between the two because like a Sith Lord has no like naval rank. Like he is nothing, right. you know, as far as that goes. But in the Empire, he's like, well, I don't know what he is. He's just a
right.
mercenary, basically.
Right.
But yeah, it's
yeah.
So here's a question. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I liked that it was in Batuu.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like the black spires
right.
and like being there and being like, oh, I can like, it's fun to imagine what they're talking about.
Right.
So or, like oh, be able to physically look. See it.
I should just look. But I remember when Galaxy's Edge was being created. And then, mm-hmm. so it was made, and then these books started coming out
mm-hmm.
that were, like, High Republic, or they were, like, coming out after. There's, like, mm-hmm. I don't remember the books, but they were, like, about Black Spire Outpost and yeah. Batuu. Which came first? Did Timothy Zahn write about them, and then Disney created the world, or?
So Disney made Batuu and then gave him the rights to write about it.
Really? Okay.
So, yeah, I had a whole conversation with somebody, with a couple workers the last time I was there.
Oh,
and I was like, because I asked if Thrawn was ever going to show up in Batuu. And they said no, because they're frozen in time. The one in L.A. is not frozen in time, but they're frozen in time. So the one in Orlando has to live the same day every day.
Oh.
The same thing happens at the same time every day at the one in Orlando. So like the one in LA, like they can have like Ahsoka show up and they can have like random people show up because it's not time locked. But anyways, so they were saying how Disney made Batuu and then gave him the rights to write canon about Batuu.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Okay. The world came first.
Okay. That's what I thought, but that's pretty cool that it's like,
yeah,
it's one of those things, one of those few things I feel like that Disney does anymore where they create something out of nothing and it turns into like a story. Like,
yeah,
they created Pirates of the Caribbean and then that became a movie.
Right.
Or they created, well, anymore, they created Jungle Cruise and that became a movie. Like, I feel like they used to create stuff. And then movies or stories would come from that. Whereas lately, Disney has just been like, oh, you like this movie? Well, here's a ride that's just like the movie, but it's a ride. You know what I mean?
Right. So
it's cool to see them make something that turns into something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But I was disappointed when they said that.
But that's what time are they frozen in? Because it doesn't make sense. Like Kylo Ren is there. Stormtroopers are there.
Right.
So like, is it only those that like Rey is there, Chewbacca's there? But you'll never see like Luke there. Like, is it frozen in that time, or it's frozen in like whoever's there are the only people that are going to go there?
It's frozen in the I can't even remember what episode 7 is called. It's frozen in Force Awakens.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but then there is a girl that walks around that I think is a character in the shows.
Okay. The one from Bad Batch, maybe. And there's another one. Is it Dr. Aphra or something like that?
She's like a rebel and she wears an orange jacket. That's like her thing, is that she wears a jacket. And they said her name, and then I remember hearing her show or something.
Is it a red jacket or an orange jacket? It's not.
It might be red.
I don't know. Does she have like black hair? I think that's who it is.
It might be
Aphra. And there's so many stories about her. Yeah, she has like a hat with goggles on them, but I don't know any of that. Like, that's a whole area where I'm like so oblivious to. Like, I don't know anything about that. I remember like at one point it used to be like about that with like Clone Wars, like the show. Like, there'd be like so many like Lego sets from Clone Wars, and my wife Mel would be like would be like, oh, that's a cool set. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Clone Wars. I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't even know what that thing is that's in that box. Yeah. And so I was just like not interested. But now it's just like I've expanded to that, and I feel like there's still so much that I don't know. That's, I think she's mainly from the comics.
That might be who it is. There, that's like who Kylo is like searching for. That's like the rebel he's looking for, and she'll like walk around with Chewbacca.
Okay.
Who's Kylo
searching for? Anyway, it's not it's not coming out right away. But
if you know, drop a comment.
Yeah. But I heard they're closing that Galactic Star Cruiser.
I know. So
it's amazing. $3,000 a night and nobody wants to go.
Oh my word. Like, that is so embarrassing. It was literally open for a year before they announced they were closing.
And probably the first like 6 months was probably people getting paid to go there. Maybe not 6 months, maybe 2 or 3 months. People getting paid to go there.
Right.
To basically like, do reviews on it. I don't know, like, and probably to promote it to like all their YouTube audience or whoever, you know what I mean? And so much of that was not even people who paid their own money to go there.
It was way too expensive. It was like, it was like way too big. Like, if you're gonna do something like that, make it like the Cinderella's castle where there's like 3 rooms you can stay in,
right?
And that's it. Like, not an entire hotel,
right? Where here's a whole hotel, okay. And the top floor.
Yeah.
Or this floor is like the fully immersive experience.
Right.
This floor only goes to Galaxy's Edge. And like, there's like special tasks that if you want that experience, go here. But if you want to still stay in a Star Wars themed hotel, just stay in any of the other ones for a very reasonable $700 a night.
Right. But honestly, like, I can't, it's incredible when you get billionaires sitting in a room together, what they think is going to be reasonable for other people to pay. It's like, oh yeah, people can pay $2,000 a night, right? And you have to stay 3 nights.
Right. It's, and that, like, was the thing. There was like, you had to stay this long and it was this much money and you're still only experiencing a tenth of Disney.
And
you know what I mean?
You're still only, and you still have to pay for the park tickets. Like, what? I'm paying.
Really? It's not included in the.
$5,000? I shouldn't say that. I mean, maybe you do, but if you want to go to any other park, you probably have to pay for a park ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, well, now I'm paying $2,000 a night to be able to go to one park. Like, it's just yeah. crazy.
Yeah, they should just had so a couple rooms at the hotel that are like that. But, like, what are they going to do with it now?
I know.
Just
well, I think...
totally take all the Star Wars stuff out and turn it into a regular resort?
Well, I think that that's the semi, the area where they're doing Marvel Island. So, I think they're just going to envelop that into... because it's, like, right back.
I didn't hear that they were doing a Marvel Island.
Yeah. Maybe you're not... people aren't supposed to know. I don't know. But it's... do you... I don't know. Do you know where...
Who's your in? you shouldn't tell. We got a whistleblower here at Marvel Island.
Yeah. Bob Agner is my whistleblower. He and I are really tight. I don't even know if that's how you say his last name.
Bob Iger.
Iger, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
His friends call him Agner, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't.
But I guess right where the old back lot used to be, do you remember that? Where they used to do that like car show and stuff. I guess that's where they're starting to. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Stupid.
You don't like Marvel?
Not really.
You know what was stupid? How far out of the Disney and Star Wars universe we were when we were at Galaxy's Edge. Remember when we were there? Wait, that was Galaxy's Edge, right? And we wound out of the, because the queue lines, I don't know if you remember when we were there with you, but it was during COVID. We wore masks outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And every family group had to stay 6 feet apart. So like the queue lines were stretched over like a half a mile, and they queued us outside.
Yes.
Around like employee parking lots, yes, or loading zones and stuff like that.
And it was disgusting back there.
Well, it was.
Feel like I'm in Disney right now. I'm just like in some back lot. Yeah.
Right. I feel like I'm at Six Flags. I'm like looking at the backdrop of like, you know, the mountains of Black Spire, but it's just like
there's just pieces of wood holding it up.
Yeah, it just takes you so far out of it. It's just like as if like the whole experience of like was kind of tainted in general because of all the extra rules. And you know,
you gotta go back,
like you stand on that dot and you stand on that dot and don't look at each other and don't breathe and stuff like that. You know, and so it's just like it's a shame. I'm glad that we got to do it when the kids were the ages that they were, but like even now when like pictures come up and we're like all wearing masks on the bus, I'm like, oh man, I forgot. Like I feel like my memory of it is good until I see pictures of it and I remember that like we're in 90 degree weather wearing masks. But the kids didn't mind it. I don't think. I think I minded it more than anybody else. So
probably whatever. I mean, we were used, Ryan and I were used, like wearing masks in the like the way that it was, but you gotta go back.
Yeah, we do. We're trying to figure out like, anyways, we'll talk about that another time. We're like, how can we get down there, you know, but it's just like limited vacation days and flights are, anytime that would work well, the flights are too expensive and you know, it's like, well, you know how that is.
I do know how that is. I do. Yep. Yeah. But, okay, wait, I have a Star Wars question for you.
Yeah, what were you cooking up over there?
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Are you ready? So.
Here, let me take a sip of my barefoot wine from a box.
Barefoot wine from, you're a wine snob. You only drink it from a box?
I only drink it from a box.
Okay.
It stays fresh 38 days longer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about this week. If I took you to a tattoo parlor and I got to choose the Star Wars tattoo that you got tattooed on you.
Oh.
Anything. Okay.
And you're paying for it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And you couldn't see it the whole time until it was done. Mm. And it's like unveiled. What would be the worst possible thing that I could put on your body that would be Star Wars related?
Let's see. Okay. Probably the backside of the Black Spire mountain. I'm like, what is that? It's the view from the parking lot. Let's see. I don't know. Like anything where I think of like, oh, that's gruesome or whatever, that'd be kind of a cool one. What do I really dislike in Star Wars to say? If I had C-3PO at all, I wouldn't like that.
That's fair.
Any C-3PO. The thing I don't like about Star Wars tattoos is when they're like super basic Star Wars tattoos. So if you just got one that was like the Star Wars logo, just like it is on like the beginning of the thing, I wouldn't like that.
Oh, just like the word Star Wars.
Right, just like the logo, Star Wars. But that wouldn't be the worst. I mean, that'd be like, okay, well, I like Star Wars worst. I want to say if it was just like if you like cut off Watto's snout and it was just that. But like the whole way across my chest. Just Watto's snout the whole way across my chest.
That would be horrible. That would look terrible. Yeah, that would be pretty bad. You're getting creative, man.
Yeah, I'm like, don't know.
If it's Darth Maul, I'm gonna be pissed. Like, yours is so much more creative.
Oh, yeah, I feel like you would be, yeah, Darth Maul would be, that's just like a basic tattoo. Yeah. It's just like Darth Maul. It's just like, there's no, like, I don't know. What else would be bad? I don't know. What would you say would be your worst if I unveiled it and you're like, oh, no.
Probably if you just tattooed on Jabba the Hutt. I don't think I would really like just
the words?
My whole forearm. Was just the slug, Jabba the Hutt. That would be pretty bad. I don't think I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Or like a tattoo of like the Rancor Keeper. He's not very cute. So he's
crying.
I think those two would be pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that would. But I feel like there's like, wow, she must really like the Rancor Keeper. Like, kudos for her for like liking someone that nobody else does, you know? He really cares for that animal.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I think really, Jabba I'd would be pretty bad. Like, I don't really want a slimy slug on my arm.
Yeah, that would be bad. But it's not it, but it would be a unique too, for sure.
This is true. It would be very unique.
Yeah. So. I don't like realistic looking Star Wars tattoos. Like portraits of people.
Yeah.
Unless it's like in a sleeve of like a bunch of different things all together with those things. But just to like just get like a giant, like even like Darth Maul, like it might look cool. But I'm like, well, it's just like a realistic looking portrait. I don't know. Yeah. To me, that's not. You just took a picture and you're like, can you put this on my chest? There's no like creativity to it.
Yeah.
So unless the tattoo artist takes his own creativity with it.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any more Star Wars tattoos? Wow. Me neither.
I mixed out.
If you got another tattoo, would it be another Star Wars one? You have one Star Wars one?
I have one. Yeah. No, I don't think it would be.
Is there any other movie or show or book or anything media that you like so much that you would get tattooed on yourself?
I'd love a Maze Runner tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked it that much?
Yeah. I would love one right on the back of my elbow that says A5.
It never rains on the... Oh, what does it say?
A5, the glue.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
That was Newt's numbers, and that's what his title was. His purpose was the glue.
Newt, like the Love Actually kid?
Yeah, yeah.
The one from Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, Thomas Brody Sangster.
Yeah, that's what it is. What's his name in Queen's Gambit?
I don't know. I don't.
Did you watch Queen's Gambit?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's just like...
We just started watching it.
The cowboy, I remember being called.
Yeah, it's like Buster... Leroy something very
I don't know. He's actually in a new show called The Artful Dodger as well.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like Mark Twain?
It
the Artful
be.
Dodger? I think so. I mean, not like he wrote about somebody called that.
Yeah, I think it's based
like
off of a book. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I think I would love a Maze if I was to get another like me.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else that I felt like has impacted my life enough tattoo it on me. Like that I wouldn't be like, oh, this is just a phase. Like Star Wars obviously is not just a phase, you know.
Yeah.
I've liked it for 20 years. So 25 years.
Maybe it's just a really long phase.
But like what else have I been enjoying that much? Like I love Red Rising, the book series. I'm like, well, could I get a Red Rising tattoo somewhere on me? And like what would it be? Because if it's not like a movie or a show or something, like the image doesn't really mean a whole lot to anybody who looks at it, but is that what a tattoo is for? Should only you know the meaning of it? Then you have to like explain, oh, what's that one? It means I'm cool for having a tattoo. That's what that tattoo means. It means I had an extra $200 and I wanted to get something permanently.
What's,
yeah, it's a small one.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a cheap tattoo.
I know, man. I miss those days when $200 could get you a decent tattoo.
That's part of the reason I haven't gone back to get my latest one like touched up is because I'm scared he's going to ask for another $600. I'm like, I can't. I mean, he was fantastic. He was crazy, but he was fantastic.
Yeah. So, Phantom Menace, 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace this year.
I know, it's coming out in theaters again.
I know. Are you going to see it?
I think that would be really fun.
Yeah. I am definitely going to see it.
Yeah.
To see that Padres scene in theaters again? Oh, my word.
I know.
It blew my mind.
So many good, like, sound bite in that.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
movie. It's working. It's working.
It's working. Come on, guys. Let's go play ball. Bye, Annie. Kitster, not a very good friend.
No.
I'm sure you'll finish this time, Annie.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you think so.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to do it this time, Annie. And Padme's like, do what? Finish the race, of course.
Finish the race, of course. Oh, man. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for Phantom Menace.
Yeah, cool.
I think May 3rd, I think, comes out in theaters. Matt is talking about getting tickets. So nice. Matt's my theater pal.
Theater pal.
Because he goes so often that he gets enough credits with his Regal Crown Club or
that's
whatever.
Right,
part
that's
of.
Right.
He gets me in for free and gets me popcorn and I feel like a queen.
Yeah. He treats you right.
Yeah. But I'm excited for that. The plan was this year, which I failed at horribly, was to look at a different Star Wars movie every month. Because me and Matt were doing Return of the Jedi anniversary last year. And it ran over into this year. And this year's not anniversary of that. So we talked about that in January. And then in February, I talked about, I don't know. But like, it never worked out. Like this, I've been so horrible at the podcast this year. It's just like, there's too many other things going on. And like the podcast seems to fall at the bottom of like, but I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
So it's like a shame. But when you want to do a podcast and start at 8:30 and you start recording at 9:15, it's just like,
no, I'm so sorry.
Right. I remember. It's like, well, I could just hop on and talk into a mic myself for, you know, 20 minutes, but that's not fun.
No.
You know, it's more fun to listen to other people talk. Yeah. You know.
For sure. I get it.
Yeah. How's your Star Wars life been? Anything exciting? Anything new? Anything?
How's my what?
Star Wars life been?
Oh.
Non-existent,
no. Actually, yeah. I was just reading something today about it. Sometimes stuff pops up. And it was talking about The Last Jedi. If DJ was actually the code breaker supposed to be looking. And they were talking about how, like, no. Because Maz Kanteen or whatever, and he very specifically said it had to have the red plume and he'd be at a high stakes table. DJ's like in the back of a cell. So anyways,
right.
It was just, that's all. That's, I just read that today.
Yeah. Everything is a Force wills it though.
Yes.
So they were supposed to get betrayed by the guy in this. The thing is, they shouldn't even been there to begin with. That's the problem. They should just listen to Holdo.
Yeah.
Didn't what they were supposed to, or Holdo could have been like, okay, because Leia thought you were like the number two in command here for a reason, then, or whatever he is, not the number two, but whatever his rank was. Like, she could have been like, okay, this is the plan. I'm going to do this, but just, I'm taking care of it. Okay. Just cool your jets, you know, but
there's,
who knows?
I would really enjoy watching that very slow chase scene again.
Yes.
Oh, this ship is getting just a little bit closer.
Yeah. It was lucky they broke it up with so much other stuff.
It was horrible. But
anyways. I feel like The Last Jedi has both the most and the least to offer of any Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do really enjoy the Kylo Ren salt scene. He's like, more.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a great meme.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of more. The guy with the water in Men in Black.
It's like someone wearing an Eggers suit.
He like pulls his head back.
Yeah. Water. Sugar. Water.
More. So good. But anything else going on in my Star Wars life? No. But you had talked about that Acolyte thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And
did you watch the trailer for it?
Yeah. And I had seen some stuff for it on like Facebook or something. And it's just like the poster is like a lightsaber. But instead of like the lights, the like light part is just like blood. Like, okay. This is a very.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like this is a very. Seems like a poster. Very gruesome show.
Yeah.
I also don't know what the word acolyte means.
I'm trying to look for the picture that you're talking about. Because I didn't see that one. I mean, he holding a lightsaber.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah. I see a bunch of different. I don't see any that are blood though.
Okay. I'll have to see if I can find it. And I'll say. Because I was just was very much like, what is happening here?
Oh, I see this one. Yeah.
It has like a white background.
In an age of light, a darkness rises. Yeah. It's like a smear of light above the lightsaber. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is this just going to be a very bloody show? I do feel like Star Wars is like becoming very gruesome. Very like,
I feel
very
like,
intense. Maybe gruesome isn't the right word. Very intense.
Yeah, somewhat. Like Ahsoka was a bit with like that. Did you watch Ahsoka?
No. I really should because Hayden Christensen is in it, but.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
That was so good. Oh. Another reason why I realize you like Thrawn so much is because it's happening. Like the rebels are mentioned a couple times, especially already in book 2.
Yes.
They mentioned Kanan.
Yes.
A couple times already.
So. Yeah. I love
and
that.
He's referencing them getting away from them on some planet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't remember that from the show, but I didn't get very far in the show.
Oh. It's
like, I don't think I even got to Thrawn in the show.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. It's Eli has short hair.
Ezra.
Yeah. Sorry. Ezra has short hair when that happens, I'm pretty sure. But
okay.
Yeah. I actually was like, wait, what are they talking about? And I had to go back and look at it again. It's like the battle of something.
Starts with an A and something.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was in the later seasons. Yeah. Cause Thrawn doesn't come until like season.
Okay. I feel like there's so much new Star Wars stuff coming out. There's Acolyte. What was the other one? Can't remember anymore. I'm like looking for what the Skeleton Crew. There's one with Jude Law, isn't there? Is that Skeleton Crew?
Yeah, something like that.
And then they're going to keep coming out with Mandalorian seasons. They're going to keep coming out with Ahsoka seasons. There's still talk of Andor season two. And so it's there's so much. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Andor surprised me more than any other show. Mm-hmm. Well, first season of Mando was.
I also didn't finish Mando. I really
Andor. Yeah. I felt like that kind of in the third season where I was just like, okay. I mean, I still enjoyed it,
yeah.
But I feel like Andor was the one that I had the least expectation for, and it exceeded far what I expected. So,
I think what will be really hard for me with Ahsoka, if I ever decide to watch it, is that Ezra show. Like, why
he didn't even watch it? Why does you don't know if he's terrible?
Yeah, but why does he look that way? Why is he 45 years old? Like, he shouldn't be that old.
What do you mean? He should be pretty old.
He looks so old. And like, what is happening with his hair and his beard? I don't like it. He just—it's not. He doesn't look anything like what he should look like.
Well, yeah. We'll look at like Ahsoka in the show and Ahsoka in live action. We'll look at Count Dooku in the movies and Count Dooku in Clone Wars. Like, they don't look the same.
Well, I think Ahsoka is her tendrils look the same.
Yeah, except they're only down to here, and in the show in Rebels, they're down to like her waist.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, people were complaining about how people look in live action.
And I try not to do that. But Ezra really just... Why did he have to look like Jesus? Like,
I don't know if you're going to watch it or not. But, like, I don't know if you really care what happens in the show.
No.
But, like, the whole thing is Ezra and Thrawn are on this planet, you know, from Rebels. You know, they just assumed that everybody watched Rebels the whole way through and know that at the end of the season or the series... Ezra saves everybody by sending Thrawn across the galaxy.
Yeah.
Right? He like conjured space whales or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Space whales. Because he can like communicate with them.
Right. Yes.
And so he saved everybody with that.
Yes.
So Sabine, she's still trying to find Ezra. And Ahsoka's trying to find Thrawn. And so they end up figuring out where they went and they go there. So now Sabine and Ahsoka and some other folks go to this planet to save Ezra because they think he's alive. But they also know that Thrawn's there.
Okay.
And they want to kill Thrawn. And then I'm going to spoil it majorly here.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. At the end of the season, Ezra and Thrawn make it back to the Republic. And Ahsoka and Sabine and these two other maybe Sith, maybe Jedi, maybe bad Jedi, end up on this random planet.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, you saved Ezra, but you sacrificed Sabine and Ahsoka for it?
Wait.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't get it.
So, like, this big... Of course, you know, they get there, and Thrawn's there, and, like, stuff is happening.
Yeah.
They find Ezra, and then, like, they're all fighting each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all fighting each other. And then, by the end of the season, Thrawn is able to escape and find his way back to where they came from and with a map. And Ezra ends up on the ship as well.
So they're not even together at the end of it.
Right. Like, the whole thing was that Sabine wanted Ezra.
Yeah.
And then they go find him, save him, and now they're stuck in this planet with no way to get back.
I can't. That stuff really bothers me. Like, do we have to have the same storyline?
Like, yeah, now how are you going to get them back?
Yeah.
And, like, Sabine is, like, training with Ahsoka. And I mean, that's what they like in that's what you like guess by what's happening. And I'm like, but they got to wait for like a wayward space whale to come by and maybe hop on its back and it'll take them to back to where they came from. So it's just like I was frustrated. I liked the show overall because I like Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And I thought it had some really powerful stuff with Anakin and some like good fighting sequences and showing Sabine training. And Ezra like is using the Force and stuff. And so I enjoyed all that. But I'm like, at the end, I'm like, this is just like, this is why I'm tired of us of Star Wars shows.
Yeah.
I want some closure to a story, please.
Yes.
Like some things like this is the beginning, this is the end. Like you don't have to close every, you don't have to tie off every single thing. But like even like you can watch A New Hope. It's got a beginning and an end.
Right.
There's more that could be done. Even like every single thing. There's a beginning and every single movie. Whatever conflict, well, pretty much every movie, whatever conflict is happening there is at least resolved.
Right. And it's you not can always like, feel a cliffhanger.
Like you, right. You feel like you don't need to immediately watch something else. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm just getting tired of that feeling of like, okay, oh, what's the next episode? What's the, and then you watch the next episode. And then what's the next? Oh, well, it turns out the season ender is just a more exciting version of every episode.
Right.
And so you're still like, well, what's going to happen to them? And hopefully they get back to it or else the story's just,
Disney has a really good way of doing that. Like, I think that's why I checked out of Marvel a long time ago. It's because I was like, I can't keep up with everything. Like, it's just one thing after the other. But can we also just talk about Thrawn really quick?
In Rebel or in Ahsoka?
In Ahsoka.
Okay.
What happened to Thrawn? I mean, I understand, like, you know, the look or whatever. I'm like, I'm sorry.
He started drinking.
Why does Thrawn all of a sudden have a dad bod? Like, he just gave up, or
I think they were focusing too much on authenticity of voice that because he does the voice in Rebels.
Okay,
the actor who plays Thrawn in Ahsoka.
Okay, all right.
And like Thrawn was never in live action, so all you have to compare it to is an animation. But like Thrawn is fit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like he came up through the Imperial Academy, and he was in some sort of army before that,
right?
And like he's a fit being.
Well, and I feel like that's how his like species is. Like whenever they're talked about, they always seem to be like slender, you know?
Yeah, and then you get to and he's got a like he's not like fat.
No.
He's got a pretty hefty belly on him.
Yeah, he looks like a middle-aged man.
Like, right, he doesn't look like somebody that you would be like scared of.
Right.
Like he's supposed to have like these glowing red eyes that like scare you and like not like scare you, but like, and I'm like, I'm not getting that from this guy. No. You know what I mean?
I felt that was I was like, wow, they really dropped the ball on Thrawn. I mean, Ezra's like just my own personal opinion, whatever, but with Thrawn I was like, okay, that's
I think
I feel like very
that.
Far off the mark. Yeah, he doesn't.
Were you in the Chiss Ascendancy or a biology teacher? Like, which one were you on whatever planet you're from?
Honestly, though, that's a great comparison. He does look like a biology teacher.
I don't know. It's just, he is like 70 or something. I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be pretty old because this is.
Yeah, but don't the Chiss live to be like 600? So he's still like a toddler.
Not 600. Not 600.
I know.
I don't know. But
anyways.
Yeah. I'm excited. So they announced some Star Wars movies. Like in the last year or so, there's like one with Rey.
Oh yes.
One of like the High Republic, I think.
Yes. And
I don't know, like spread over a long period of time. So I'm excited for some Star Wars movies, but it seems like Star Wars movies are announced and then they get canned for some reason, delayed for some reason. I don't know. I would like some more Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of over the shows. I feel like the shows are overdone. The market's flooded. Let's get a movie. Yeah.
Right. Let's focus. Even if you do a show, that's okay. What's the beginning and the end?
Right.
Like, give me I only need one season. I'm happy with one season of this person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Book of Boba Fett.
Season. Right.
I feel like that.
Or.
That was good.
Kenobi had a beginning and end.
Yeah. It was good.
And what was thinking, like, most of season 3 of Mando was Bo-Katan. Like, just stop it with the Mando and just, this is Bo-Katan's story now.
Right.
Like, the Mandalorian isn't Din Djarin anymore. It's Bo-Katan is the Mandalorian because the whole story's about her now. And so it's just, I don't know. I like resolution. It's the reason me and Melody don't always want to watch the same thing because she wants to watch a show and I want to watch a movie because I want to start and finish something while I'm sitting.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah, I know. I feel like just in general, I'm a show because of that. You know, I don't want to get wrapped up into a show like OBX and be like, okay, how much more of this can we do, you know?
Yeah.
So
I watched 2 episodes of and I'm like, that's it. Season 3, right?
Yeah. I'm
that's
did I watch
first season was 3? The gold. Second season was the Cross.
Oh, yeah, I did finish season 3. It took me a long time, but I did finish.
Third season was another treasure of some sort. I don't know what it was, but
yeah, I don't remember either. I just remember how it ended. I liked how it ended, but I just was tired of it.
Yeah.
Your olds just call the stinking police. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
But
especially if your dad's trying to kill your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's for another day. But
yes.
Yeah.
That's for another episode. But yeah, that was a good hour of Star Wars talk.
Yeah.
Or so.
Very good.
But cool.
All right.
Well, thank you, Molly, for joining.
Yeah. Also, I think that anyone that has an idea for a really bad Star Wars tattoo should put it in a 5-star review.
Yes. 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 Share a picture in the Discord.
Yes.
Of the worst thing you could get tattooed on you for Star Wars.
Yeah. Show us a picture of it after you've got it tattooed on yourself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if we voted the worst Star Wars tattoo, then we'll reimburse you for the cost of the tattoo.
Oh. I was going to say, like, you get a free Star Wars t-shirt, but I mean.
No, if I voted the worst Star Wars tattoo, believe me, I'll find a worse one out there. Nobody will win that.
So it's just your vote.
Right,
okay.
Just me.
Oh,
if I voted the worst Star Wars tattoo. Yeah, like, no, that's horrible, but not the worst. Sorry, not the worst.
That's funny.
All right, well, we should get some sleep.
Yeah, I guess. So,
all right. Well, thanks, Molly, for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having
thanks.
Us.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be safe. Be curious. Bye.
See you later, alligator.